This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The remaining signatories to the 2015 International Pact to Restrain Iran's Nuclear Weapons Development at all voiced concern Tuesday that Tehran had exceeded the limit of how much low-enriched uranium it could stockpile. Britain, France, Germany, and the European Union said in a joint statement they had been consistent and clear that their commitment to the nuclear deal depended on full compliance by Iran. They urged the Islamic Republic to refrain from further measures that would undermine the accord. The three countries and the EU said they are urgently considering next steps after Iran announced Monday that it had crossed the 300-kilogram limit of its stockpile of enriched uranium. That's a claim that was later confirmed by the United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the Iran nuclear deal last year. There's still anger and concern in Hong Kong after a day after dozens of protesters stormed Hong Kong's legislative building, potentially dividing the city's massive and largely peaceful protests. Thousands of demonstrators used the 22nd anniversary of Hong Kong's reunification with China to break into the building on Monday. They roamed the hallways and defaced walls with spray paint and anti-Beijing graffiti. U.S. Consul General Kurt Tong says the United States would have preferred not to have violence.
The view of the United States is that the right for freedom of expression is both most effective and most proper when it is exercised peacefully. And so the United States, like many people, was disappointed to see the violence and vandalism yesterday in the Legislative Council.
While the protest coincided with the anniversary of Hong Kong's handover, they were triggered by a controversial legislative bill that would allow for criminal extradition to China. You're listening to VOA News. European Union leaders have chosen the new heads of the 28 nation bloc's institutions after a 3-day deadlock triggered by deep divisions among members.